All right, so this is January 19th, Monday. God makes all things new, and this is Dal Snyder.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, here we are. Seems to me we're rushing right through January. And during January, the topic is going to be, and has been, God makes all things new. And that's what we want to know in this month and in this whole year of 2009, that we can make things new, that we can do that, and that that's what we're all about, is always making something new. We don't have to live in the situations that we think we're in right now, that they're permanent or anything. We can decide to change any time that we want, and we do that with the use of our minds. So with that said, I would like you to turn to Rhoda and say, I am not my mind. And I am not my mind. This is very important to realize, because the mind is very convincing. The world outside is very convincing. And it constantly wants to convince you that your mind is who you are. And it is not who you are. Your mind is a wonderful instrument that we own, but it does not make us who we are. We make our minds. And we have to realize that. And that our mind is constantly talking to us. The mind is never going to tell you anything decent about yourself. If it's telling you something decent about yourself, there's something wrong. Your mind usually tells you you're not enough, you don't have enough, and you don't do enough. And you must realize that that's just mind chatter. You hear about mind chatter all the time. We can learn to stop that mind chatter. We can learn to observe that mind chatter and realize that it is not us. It is just chatter going on because of the thought atmospheres that we are living in. This world has a thought atmosphere of its own. Every room has a thought atmosphere. Every person has a thought atmosphere. We connect all those thought atmospheres together and we get what we call race mind. And race mind is the consensus of the world, of what people are thinking out there. And people are usually thinking that this is not a pleasant place to be, that they don't particularly like their lives, and that there's all kinds of stress, struggle, strain, and sacrifice going on in the world. So we buy into that, and we think, oh, what a horrible experience this is that we're having. We are not having a horrible experience. So you see, nothing is right or wrong that the mind make it so. It is your mind that is doing everything. The other week I read you a card which said, the way you are feeling right now is because of the way you are thinking. Whatever you are thinking is causing your life at the present moment. Feeling always follows thought. So we want to learn to think differently. We want to learn to see ourselves in a different light all the time. I think this is a wonderful opportunity, this new year of 2009, because of this whole new administration that's coming in tomorrow, who ran on the platform of change. So we know that change can happen. But change cannot happen by using the same mind that you used last year. If you don't renew your thinking, if you don't renew your mind, you're going to keep repeating the exact same thing. So we have to learn how to do that. And during January, and starting this evening, we're going to learn how to look at things differently. You see, it's quite all right to think that you're here to learn about God. It's quite all right to think that you're here because you're spiritual. All those things are all well and good. But they do not change your mind. They do not change your mind. You have to change your mind by realizing what? How many people remember the saying, in my Father's house there are many mansions? In my Father's house there are many mansions. That means in this whole idea of living, moving, and having your being in the mind of God, there are many layers of consciousness. And you can move to a different area of consciousness. If your life isn't working the way you want it to be working, it is because of your thinking. And it's always going to be because of your thinking. And I can say that till the cows come home. And it's always going to be that. People want to think it's something else. It's always going to be you. You're always going to be the cause onto your own experience. It's you that is causing your life. Nothing but you. So we buy into this whole idea that life is the way it is because we watch other people. And we certainly watch those soap operas and all the movies and so forth. And we say this is the way the human condition is. This is the way people react to things. You do not have to react that way. If you want your life to be different in the coming year, you have to give up some of those old ideas, some of that automatic thinking. Oh, if somebody says something to me, this is the way I react. You can choose a different way to react. You can choose a different way to react. Many people realize that they are responsible for their actions, but they do not realize that they're also responsible for their reactions. You have to realize that. You can react to anything you want. If somebody hits you in the face, you can get angry, you can get upset, you can get mad and call them all kinds of names. Or you can choose another reaction. Now, if you get all upset and so forth, you're going to have everyone saying, you know, you're justified for doing that. They shouldn't have hit you, and you have a perfect right to feel the way you feel. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have any rights to do any of that kind of stuff. The only right you have is to forgive that person instantly and realize that everything is God. You're always talking to God. You're always looking at God. You're always listening to God. So you have to change and say, I can react to this situation differently. Yes, this occurred, but I can choose my reaction to it. I don't have to fall apart. You see, the whole idea in life is to become a witness to your own thinking so that you can see what you're thinking all the time and then decide if you want to think that and then how you want to react to that type of thinking instead of allowing this whole process of life to become automatic where you are just doing the same thing that you did last year. Or you're doing the same thing that you watched your parents do. You see. We imitate other people. We're always imitating somebody else. And we're imitating the emotions and so forth. And we're taught, these are the emotions that you have and this is the way you do things. Is that true? Is that really true? You can pick a different way to look at things. So the world and this whole idea of change is not going to occur if you have the same mindset all the time. You see, you put yourself into a box with your own mind and with your own thinking. So to get out of that box, you have to think differently. The number one thing that I have discovered in my life is you must learn to forgive. And you must learn to forgive instantly. Do you remember when the Amish people had that horrible thing in Pennsylvania with the people in the school? And immediately the Amish forgave that man. And that evening they were at his house talking to the wife and saying, we forgive him. We forgive him. They showed the world what forgiveness is all about. They also showed the world what the whole idea of this Master Teacher Jesus came in to teach love and forgiveness. But we let that go right out the window. Now, when I'm saying love and forgiveness, I want you to realize that it starts with you and you must learn to forgive yourself and love yourself. And just learn to see things differently. You see? We love to be drama queens. We love to get into all this turmoil all the time. get ourselves all upset and get everybody else upset and get everyone else into agreement with me, and they shouldn't have done this and they shouldn't have done that. But we can change that. You see, the mind, it's the little ego mind, has to justify itself all the time. It has to be right. And it runs around looking for agreement all the time. You don't have to be in agreement with anybody, but with your own self. The way you react to things is the way you react to things. And you can change that. And if people think that you're crazy, allow them to think that. What other people think about you is none of your business. It's what you think about yourself. It's always going to be what you're thinking about yourself. And what are the four things that we're always going to be thinking about ourselves? That we are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter. It's always going to boil down to those four items. Worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yay! There, you can put that to music for us. Yes, do that for the next thing. So with this whole new thing coming up about change, we are thinking that the world outside must change. The world will not change outside unless we change inside. The whole idea of this thing called life is an inside job, and it works from the inside to the outside. What you are seeing on the outside of life right now is caused by what you were thinking. So if you don't like what you're seeing, you learn to change your thinking about it. You learn to change your thinking about it. Very easy to say those things. Sometimes very difficult to do, because we see the world around us not doing it. Not doing it. And you're always going to have that little thing inside of you which will say, I deserve these feelings. And they don't deserve to be forgiven. So we justify ourselves. I'm going to tell you a cute story about myself, which I always do. And this one has been going on, a little thought in my mind, for a year, if not more. And the other night, it finally became very clear to me that I was completely wrong. That I was completely wrong. And for a year, I was right. And I didn't like myself, even though I was right. And a friend of mine years ago gave me some dishes. Then she came by and wanted them back. And I gave them back to her. But it haunted me the whole time. And I said to myself, how dare she do that? She didn't come to see me. She came to get these dishes. She's an Indian giver. She's this, she's that. And if I told that story to people, they would say, well, you're justified. She's not a nice woman. She's just not a nice person. But the other night it dawned on me, I was the one that wasn't the nice person. You see, what difference does it make about those dishes? That I should not see her as God, and that I should start condemning her and justifying my own self. So that's a change in thinking, and that's a shift in consciousness, and that's all you need, is a new way of looking at something. When we say this shift in consciousness, so many people think, oh, it has to be 180 degrees or 360 degrees. It does not. It only has to be just a little bit on the dial. Just a little bit the needle has to move. But nothing happens if the needle stays stationary all the time. You have to learn to think differently. You know? And I had all these ideas, and I can spout all this stuff out like, oh, well, I can love them, bless them, and release them. And I just don't want those people in my life anymore after they did this to me and that to me. I'm going to call that lady and I'm going to apologize and say, I'm so sorry that I did this. It had nothing to do with her. It had everything to do with me. And this is what we have to learn. We have to learn that everything has to do with us. It has nothing to do with the other person. They are allowed to act any way they want. We are the ones who have to decide what our reaction is going to be. We are the ones who have to decide, is it true that everything is God? And if everything is God, then that lady, that friend of mine, has to be God also. And I cannot judge that person, you see. We get ourselves into trouble every time we start to judge. We don't have the right to judge other people. We just don't have that. We have to allow people to be who they are and to do what they want to do. And we have to love them. But it starts with us by learning to love ourselves and not hold anyone out there. You see, we're always putting ourselves into some mental or emotional prison. And then we start to justify that with all kinds of things. And this teaching, by the way, has many loopholes for the mind and many little things, buzzwords and so forth that we can use, and we think, oh, now I'm really spiritual. I can use this. I can say, oh, I'm going to love them, bless them, and release them. Now, isn't that wonderful? Now that's done. But I don't think that's the way it works, you see. Because you're saying that person isn't worthy. That person isn't worthy. Every person is worthy. Everybody is God. Now, doesn't mean you have to take everybody to lunch. But you do have to learn to love everybody. You have to learn to love yourself. And that was a big enlightened thing for me that happened. And I liked myself much better because I brooded for that for over a year. I was brooding and brooding and brooding. How dare anyone do this? How dare this happen? How dare that happen? And I think the other thing that it taught me was, Dallas, it's only a set of dishes. You know, I don't care, you know, if they belong to who? Some queen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All this stuff that we attach ourselves to doesn't matter. You see? So, we learn to love, bless, and release those material things in life that are holding us back, that we think make us. And they don't make us at all. Who cares? Who cares what kind of car you drive? You see? Those things don't matter. What matters is what you are thinking about yourself. Is what you are thinking about yourself. So learn to forgive other people, but learn to forgive yourself first. You have to start with yourself. If you don't start loving yourself up one side and down the other, there is no sense to go through any of this. This life is meant to be enjoyed. And you cannot enjoy your life if you do not like yourself. If you do not love yourself, how are you going to love life? And then how are you going to love other people? You see? So the change that we're talking about in 09 and for the rest of your life, you have to keep examining what your beliefs are, what your attitudes are, what your opinions are, and learn to give them up. They are not you. They are not a stationary thing. We think we are so marvelous when we can say, this is exactly who I am, and this is how I think about things. We think, oh boy, now everyone knows who I am. Well, can you see how limiting that is? Can you see absolutely how limiting that is? Now you put yourself in those boxes. Now you have all those parameters about yourself. Never, never come to a conclusion of who you are, because you don't know who you are. You're changing constantly. You're changing constantly, and that is the most marvelous thing. Why would you want to get down on yourself in any way when you realize in the next moment you can be something else? In the next moment you can be something else and somebody else. And that's the wonder of this whole thing, that you can create and recreate yourself from morning, noon, and night. You do not have to do that. One of the most marvelous tenets of this teaching, this science of mind, is that if you don't like what you've created, you can create something else. You do not have to live in any mess that you made. You can step out of it. You see, other teachings teach you, you made your bed, now you must lie in it. And people have been lying in their beds for 30 years, and it's all lumpy, bumpy, and they don't even like it, but they keep thinking, I have to do this. I'm the one who caused this. Now I have to live with this the rest of my life. You don't have to live with anything the rest of your life. God makes all things new, for goodness sakes. This is what you have to remember. So forgive yourselves for every little transgression you think you've made. You see, this thing called God is not keeping a scorecard. No one is writing this down. If you think St. Peter's got a big book up there writing things down, forget that. Forget that. You see? There are no books. There are no gates to go through. There are no hurdles to go over. The only thing there is to do is to be. Is to be the most marvelous person that you can be. You see, this thing called God already knows that you're marvelous and that you're wonderful, that you're magnificent. But we don't know that. We don't know that. Why don't we know that? Because no one ever tells us. The world doesn't tell us. And we buy into all the lies that people say, how horrible human beings are. That's the human condition. Humans are this, humans are that. Well, you're more than human. Do you want to be all those things? No. Why don't you look for that light that's inside of you? Why don't you look for that magnificence that's inside of you? And bring that forward. Each and every one of us knows when we're not thinking correctly. It does not feel good. We don't feel good. We know when we're being mean and bitter and hateful. But we keep it up. Because the mind says that's who you are, and it's all right to do that. And that person was spiteful and mean to you, so you can just be spiteful and mean right back. Is this the way you want your life to be? No. You can change that. You can give all that up. You don't have to be that way. Well, I'm not going to let anyone take advantage of me. Oh, please. Who wants that in their life anymore? I'm going to stand up and tell. Forget it. I'm going to tell that person off. They need a good this, that, and the other. But you see that all the time. You hear that all the time. And we think that that's the way you run your life. It's not the way you run your life. You didn't get a CD. You will. Is anyone? Is everyone? And you people? Did you listen? Is everyone listening to the CDs? What is the one thing that they tell you on that CD? What's the question you always ask? What would love do now? What would love do now? But we don't start out with that question. What would love do now? We start out with, what would hate do now? What would bitterness do now? What would resentment do now? You see. Then the other thing is that we always think that we're being hurt. You see, we take everything personally. And you can't. People are not out to hurt you. They really aren't. And things happen. And we take all this stuff personally. Because instead of just experiencing things and feeling that experience, we allow the mind to start analyzing it. And then we stop feeling and we start thinking. And the mind starts. And when once that little ego mind starts, it not only will completely pull you down, it pulls the other person down, the situation down, and everything. Till you no longer see the magnificence in yourself or in anybody else. You see what the world wants you to see. The world is very convincing, and your mind is very convincing. 2 weeks ago, I believe I said, about psychology. Psychology and psychiatry, sociology, they are all wonderful theories that you can live your life by if you wish. But you don't have to. You can live your life a different way. The idea about psychology is, and psychiatry, the mind cannot heal the mind. It can't. Your mind can't heal itself. Cannot heal itself. But you can heal your mind by knowing that you're connected to God. By knowing that you have a spirit. And you can do that. You see, if you think the mind can heal the mind, you're trying to heal something with the thing that caused it. You can't heal something with the thing that caused it. So that's why we are always reminding you that you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. You have to start remembering that and seeing that and not just reacting automatically to everything that comes down the trail. And what's the most famous thing that we have going for us out there in this world when we're talking about something? We say, oh, this happened to me again. That same old cycle came around. Here it is, that same issue coming up again, coming up again. Well, of course it's coming up again using that same mind. You have to renew the mind. You have to renew your thinking if you want to get rid of the old issue. You see? And then we say, I can't get rid of that issue because it belongs to me. And I've had it for so long and it's such a friendly little thing, you see, that I don't feel like giving it up. You have to give it up. If you want change to come into your life, you have to give it up. Life is a choice. You have to give those things up. Many people come into this teaching, but they never give up their old way of thinking. They think that they can apply this thinking on top of their old thinking. This will not work. That's that whole idea that you can't put new wine into old wine sacks. You cannot graft this teaching on an old belief. You cannot do it. It will not work. Why? Because an old belief will always take precedent over a new belief. You have to get rid of it. All of you people know the mental equivalent. Emmett Fox. What does he say? Think of a nail and a board. If you want to get rid of that nail that's in the board, you put another nail on top of it, pound it out, and it flies out the other side. That's what you must do with your thinking. If you want to change a belief, you have to get rid of the old belief first. You can't have two things going on. That's a house divided against itself. And there's where the confusion comes in. So there's a whole new way, and we say this all the time. There's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And you can learn to go through life differently. Now, when we say that, that means by using your mind differently, by learning to think differently, by learning to only allow thoughts that heal you and bless you and prosper you to come into your life. But we allow every thought that comes up and down the track to occupy itself in our mind. Don't do that to yourself. You don't need to think those thoughts. You don't need to think those thoughts. When I start down that trail the wrong way and I know what's going to happen, I sit and I do it. Sometimes it takes me 100 times. I say, I control my thinking, I control my thinking, I control my thinking, I control my thinking. Until I get rid of that thought. So that I can think the thought that I want to think. You see. How many people here watch their mind go down the same trail and you know where it's going? You know exactly where it's going to end up, but you just let it go down there anyway. Well, hell, you know it. Don't you think that's sort of stupid? You know where it's going to go, so why are you letting it go there? You see? Thinking that it's going to end up someplace different? That you're going to get a different answer? No, you're always going to get the same answer. That's the same trail. It's the same path. It always ends up there. It's always going to end up there. You see? So you have to say, well, that one doesn't work. There must be a different way here, a different way to think. Remember when I said, visualize in front of you a field of possibilities and here are all these fields of possibilities out there. So you pick this one and you look at it, it doesn't work. You don't have to keep it. Whoops, I don't like that one. I think I'll pick this one over here. Pick a new way to think. Pick a new possibility. Don't go down that same trail all the time. You see, people do that. And so many people who are bored with life and so forth do that. Remember the story of the man who says, don't tell me I have 40 years of experience? Well, he doesn't have 40 years of experience. He has 1 year of experience and 39 years of repeating that 1 year. Yes, he just repeats it. How many people do you know in your own life? Haven't you repeated something? You know exactly, and you just repeat it. And you think, oh, well, that's life. That's the way the mind works. That's everyone does that. Well, give that idea up. Let other people do that. They're not in this class. Let them figure it out for themselves. But you have to realize that this mind of yours is a wonderful instrument. But you have to learn to control it. You have to learn to tell it what you want it to do for you. And not buy in to this thing of going down that same road, that same thing all the time. And taking everything that happens to you personally. You know, the whole idea is to look at things and just experience them. Oh, so this is happening. I don't like it, but I'm experiencing it. See, life is to experience everything. But not to get all bent out of shape every time you're experiencing something, you see. There's a part of you inside of you, you know, that doesn't know. It just experiences. It does not know pain from pleasure. It only knows how to experience. It's your mind that you have programmed that does that for you. And you can change that mind. You can change that programming so that you can have what you want in this life. So that you can see who you are in this life. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. The mind keeps you in prison. And it keeps you locked in there, and it keeps telling you the same old thought. Examples. You're no good. You're not going to make it. No one's going to love you. This isn't going to happen. That isn't going to happen. I'm a horrible person. You have a right to sit on the pity pot. You da 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 da. But you're causing all that. No one else did it. I don't care if your parents beat the living shit out of you when you were a child. You're no longer a child. Give it up. You see? Give it up. My parents were no day at the beach. But I learned to love them and respect them. And I now see every day something wonderful, some gift that they gave me. And this is what you have to do in life. But you have to do it, you see. If you don't think your parents like you, or somebody else didn't like you, or this happened to you, or that happened to you, you have to change your mind about that. Because the situation is not going to change any other way. So you have to forgive them and forgive yourself and say, look, I'm all right here. And this is who I want to be. And this is who I want to create. And now I'm going to start to create that. And we see this all the time. Look how many people that they say they grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. But they make wonderful successes out of themselves. Well, they didn't make that success out of themselves by sitting on the pity pot and saying, oh, I came from a poor neighborhood. They said, I'm something here. You have to know you're something. You're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. You have to know what? That you truly are a child of God. You have to know that. If you're listening to that tape, it will also say, did I not tell you ye were gods? So you have to know that you are a god. Sorry. You have to take that responsibility. You have to know that for yourself. And you have to know that you're creating everything that came into your life. And you're doing that with your thinking. You're doing that with your thinking. So if you're sitting around thinking you're an awful person, what the heck do you think you're going to create? You see? If it starts with you, then you have to start saying, oh, I'm going to let this sink in. I'm going to expand my consciousness. I'm going to expand my thinking. I'm going to learn to accept this idea that, oh, my goodness, I am one with God. You see? I told you the story about 30 or 40 years ago when they threw me out of the Baptist church because I refused to tell them that I thought I was a sinner. So then they thought, well, if you're not a sinner, then you must think you're Jesus Christ. And I said, no, I don't think I'm Jesus Christ, but I haven't sinned, you know. But they didn't want me there. Because as soon as you see the thing that the world tells you, the lie that they tell you is you, if you say, oh, I think I'm one with God, or I think I am a God and I am creating and so forth, aha, now you've taken over Jesus' spot. Now you've taken over Jesus' spot. But what was the one thing that Jesus said? You can do this and more. You can do this and more. We are all begotten of God. You cannot say all there is God and then say, well, I must not be God or I must not be part of God. Or that God only had one child. You see? You have to learn to think yourself out of this horrible lie that you were put into. And it's constantly perpetuated on the outside there. And it's perpetuated by all these institutions and all these religious things that are going on out there, telling you that you're not worthy. That you're not worthy. A couple years ago, I went to my brother's church. but I can't remember what it was, what kind of a church. Presbyterian, maybe. And they made you stand up and say, I'm unworthy. I said, well, I don't think I'll stand. I don't think I'll stand. Never think you're unworthy. Where did you get that idea? From somebody else. You didn't get it from yourself. And then you accepted it and you left it go in there. And now you say, oh yeah, I'm unworthy. Why? Because my mind tells me that. Oh, please. I just told you your mind lies to you all the time. It lies to you all the time. You see? So tell it to shut up and to go back to the nothingness from whence it came. And then set yourself down and say, I am worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter. I'm a worthy person. I am one with this power called God. I'm one with this intelligence called God. I'm one with this life called God. And then use that in your life. But use it to change your thinking about your life and yourself. And you'll see all the difference in the world. My God, you may even become happy. Wouldn't that be something if you could be happy all the time and filled with joy and laugh? You see, do you think this thing called God created you to sit down here and be miserable? What joy and fun would a creator get out of that? Think about that for a moment. Here we say God is total love, but he made me and I'm miserable. Does that make sense? But you buy into that all the time. See, we've been told lies. On top of lie, on top of lie. So it's time to get rid of that. So in this new year, give yourself permission to get rid of those old ideas so that you can live a wonderful life, that you can change your mind, that you can be happy, that you can be filled with joy. That's what you're here for. You're not here for this other stuff. I think that this country is probably the worst because of this idea of Puritanism, you know. You see, England was very wise, weren't they? They threw the Puritans out. Said, get away. Go someplace else. They all came over here. Well, now we have to deal with them. Don't let yourself do that. Learn to love yourself. Learn to love life. And I'm talking about every facet of life, all the little things, the sensual things, all that wonderful stuff. And see the beauty in everything. You know? That's what you're here for. Learn to do that. And learn to forgive. You see? Next month I will be 66 years old. And I'm just learning to forgive. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. The more you forgive, the better things get. Because we don't have to hold all that stuff. No one's here to hurt us. No, this isn't going on because they hate us or anything. Things are just going on. Just experience them. But love yourself through this whole thing. Love yourself through this whole thing. Joy. Fill yourself with joy, for goodness sakes. We're only here on this plane of action for a brief time. For a brief time. Don't you want to experience everything and love everything? Yes, don't be afraid. Experience the different things. They won't get you down. You'll learn something from them. Everything that comes into your life comes into your life to teach you something, but not in a punitive way. Everything is a gift. And inside of that gift is something. But people just look at the wrapping. And they never open it and look and see what the gift is. because, oh no, that hurts too much, or oh no, this is happening, or oh, I feel this, and oh. Open it and find out what's in there. Some wonderful thing is going to be inside of there. Everything that comes into your life has a wonderful thing to teach you. But we stop too soon. We stop too soon and say, oh, that isn't what I wanted, or that isn't what I thought it was going to be, and this isn't that, and blah, 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 blah. Whatever. I was talking to a friend the other day. I forget who it was. And I said, do you remember, and maybe you people do, how you make God laugh? Does anyone remember how you make God laugh? You tell him your plan. You see? There's a plan out there. A wonderful plan. For each and every one of us. Just relax into it. And you relax into it by loving yourself. By loving yourself and learning to love yourself, you relax into it. All right. I have some cards. Feeling life every moment is what God is all about. You must become aware of the place where you can feel the ongoing experience of life. Experience the place within you where there's that ongoing experience of life. You are alive, which is a gift in itself, just to be alive. You see, get up every morning and say, oh my goodness, am I glad to be alive. You know, it's an old saying, live each day like it was your last, and one day you'll be right. Think of that. The ego loves to have you define your problems. Don't define your problems. You just make them worse. I'm sick. I'm tired. I'm not loved. I'm not this. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. The ego loves to have you define your problem. You have been trained to name your experiences and in so doing spend your lives thinking about them. You see, thinking is not living. It's another lie. People, you think, oh, I'm thinking this, I'm thinking that, I must be alive. The life of the organism is feelings, people. The life of the organism is feelings. If you want a demonstration, you must put feeling behind that demonstration. People don't make demonstrations because they think all the time. They keep it in their head all the time. It's when the head and the heart relate that you have a demonstration. You must have this thing called warmth of feelings. So remember that. You have been trained to name your experiences and in so doing spend your life thinking about them. I have a friend who's been to a psychiatrist for over 40 years. The man has never changed. He's absolutely the same, but they talk about his problem for 40 years. Meantime, the psychiatrist has bought I don't know how many Mercedes. The mind cannot heal the mind. It's an impossibility. The judgmental mind has no role in experiencing. Don't judge things. Don't have a judgmental mind. Just see things. You don't have to make a comment on it if it's right, if it's wrong, or I don't like this, I don't like that. I don't like the color blue. It's blue. You don't have to go to the rest. It's blue. You don't have to say, oh, I hate it, you know, or I like it. Don't make all those judgments. Just experience it. Oh, it's blue. You see? Your ego wants you to think about experience rather than feel it. Rather than feel it. You know, we're not trained to know what our feelings are. We say to somebody, how are you feeling? And they say, great, wonderful, and marvelous. That's not a feeling.
You didn't answer the question. Great, marvelous, and wonderful is not a feeling. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? You're feeling filled with gratitude. Learn, how am I feeling? How am I feeling? The deepest part of you makes no differentiation between experiencing good or bad, pleasure or pain. It just is aware of experiencing. You're the one that does that. You're the one that does that. The mind doesn't know the difference. You know the difference by judging it. There's no such thing as right or wrong, but the mind make it so. It's the mind that's doing it all. Mental world. Remember, we live in a mental world. When you get in touch with the part of your being that is just experiencing, you will begin to find delight in everything. Wouldn't that be nice? Delight in everything. When you get in touch with the part of your being that is just experiencing, you will begin to find delight in everything. Just experience it. I think it was Laurie was going home to visit her family. And this is usually at Christmas time we do these things. We go home, and there's a lot of old baggage that comes up and so forth, and all this stuff goes on. You see, and I recommend to her, and I do this myself, that's why I recommend it when I go to my family. I just go on a fact-finding mission, and I just sit there collecting facts, not making any judgments, not doing anything. I just go on a fact-finding mission. So do that with your life. Just experience what's going on. Go on a fact find. Oh, yeah, well, that's interesting. This is interesting. You know. And then you learn from that place inside of you to see things differently. So in the new year, if you want your life to change, you have to start to think differently. And you have to start to think differently about yourself. So start to think about yourself being connected to this thing called God in an intimate way where you can use God. Remember my saying, people know that God's mighty, but very few people know that God is useful. And you must learn to use God and learn renew your thinking. Renew it. Don't go down that same road all the time. You know where it's going to go. We're all old enough here to realize what our thinking does and where our thinking is, and when we start a thought, where it's going to go. You can't tell me you don't know those things. Now you know those things. Now you know that you can stop them. You do not have to do that to yourself. You see, if there's any punishment going on, you're doing it to yourself. You're doing it to yourself. There's nothing going on the outside of life causing anything. It's always what's going on in the inside of life. It's always going to be what you are thinking. Because what you think about, you bring about. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.